So it's Rowan again. And this feels just as awkward as it did 2 weeks ago. This is the first time since that incident with the leaves and the light and my hand in the woods that Corn has sent me out. And here I am, once again, wandering around in the middle of nowhere, talking to myself. But hopefully this time I won't almost set myself on fire. At least, that's what I think happened. I'm still not sure, and if I'm being completely honest with you, whoever you are, I don't think Corin does either. After I got back to their house from that day in the woods, they actually looked surprised that I found something. After I gave them those leaves I pulled from that weird tree, they, to absolutely nobody's surprise, went and hid away in their study. I ended up going home after waiting for maybe 2 hours to hear if they figured anything out. And I guess they didn't. Figure anything out, that is. If they did, they haven't told me them. Which is kinda unfair, but I can't do anything about it. Not yet, at least. I'm hoping that they'll tell me soon, or else I may have to find where they put those leaves and do some tests of my own. Not that I know how to do any tests yet, considering the fact that Corin still hasn't taught me any magic, but I may just have to, in true Rowan fashion, screw around until I find something that works. Sure, I may end up blowing something up, but that was always bound to happen eventually, regardless of whether Corin was teaching me when it happened or not. I'd rather know it's likely to happen, that way I can at least wait until Corin's out of their house before I may semi-accidentally blow it up. I think that's fair, don't you? But I think I'll wait a few more days before I start snooping through Corin's things. It'll give them enough time to really come to their senses and start teaching me magic. I'm getting pretty tired of having to read those old books Corin has. Like, seriously. Some of those books are in a completely different language, one I've never even seen before. When I first saw it, I went and poked around in the little library we have in town, and I can't find anything like it in there. I'm starting to think it might be some sort of secret code Corin came up with to keep their notes secret and all. At first, I thought it was pretty cool. I mean, it honestly doesn't get much cooler than secret codes. But it's showing up in almost all of the books they're giving me to read. And I mean, seriously? Look, Corin may not have known me for very long yet, but I feel like it's pretty obvious that you can't just put something like that in front of me with no answers and not expect me to try and figure it out. But, like I said, I'll give it a couple of days. The last thing I need right now is for Corin to get fed up with me and put an end to this whole apprenticeship thing. If I'm ever going to get out of this town, I'll need to at least have some sort of connection to someone who doesn't actively think I'm defying the laws of the universe by studying magic and therefore am an absolute abomination. I'm still not sure where I would go. I don't know where there is to go. But I can't. I can't spend the rest of my life here. It was already hard enough growing up with everyone telling me that I was making a mistake by simply asking about magic. And now that I'm pretty clearly associated with Corin and everything they do, it hasn't been getting any easier. My parents have been talking to me less than usual these past few weeks, but it's fine. We never had that much to talk about together to begin with, so not the end of the world or anything as drastic as that. Plus, they're not the ones who get to spend most of their time around a cool witch, so, joke's on them. At least, they think that's what I do. In reality, it's a lot more like I go to their house and they barely even acknowledge my existence the whole time I'm there. Ugh, it's so annoying. Like, I'm not asking for Corin to adopt me or tell me all of their deepest, darkest secrets or anything. I just want them to talk to me. I don't know. Maybe I was expecting too much when I got into this, but I thought it would be easier, I guess. And I don't mean easier like with the learning magic bit. I just hoped it would be a little less lonely. But if Corin doesn't realize how cool I am yet, I'll just have to make him figure it out. They signed up to be stuck with me, so there's no getting out now, whether they like it or not. Granted, they may like it a lot less once they find out that I'm gonna go through their stuff, but like I said before, it's not like I've been doing anything to indicate otherwise. If you need proof that I'm gonna snoop, all you need is, like, my entire personality. If you missed that obvious of a hint, it's nobody's fault of your own. Maybe I'll talk to Corin about all of this once I get back. It's pretty obvious that nothing's gonna change about the current situation until one of us actually says something about how much it sucks. And we all know Corin's not gonna say anything. I barely know anything about them other than their name, so it's definitely gotta be me. And I can be pretty damn charming when I need to be. Clearly. It'll all be fine. Eventually. As awkward as this situation is right now, and awkward may not even be a strong enough word for it, this isn't something I'm looking to give up without a fight. Corin's the most interesting thing that's ever happened to me, and if my only other option is getting stuck in a life with nothing more than what I already have, then I'll choose awkward any day. Plus, I've gotten pretty skilled at functioning in awkward situations. At least partly, given my unusual gift of making almost any situation awkward. Maybe, if today goes well, then that'll help me out when I talk to Corin. You know, prove that I know what I'm doing at least a little bit. Oh, I should probably actually get to talking about what I'm doing here. Just for the record and all. Believe it or not, I'm not wandering around in a field in the cold. All by myself, just because I can. So, after I gave Corin the leaves from the tree in the forest, it was like something changed. It wasn't necessarily a good change, but it wasn't bad either. It's like they didn't realize that whatever was going on was even going on in the first place. Which is sort of weird, since they sent me to check out stuff going on in the forest that they thought might be magic. But it shouldn't really be surprising that Corin didn't tell me something. But I don't think that's what it is. Call me crazy, but I think there's something different going on. Something that even Corin doesn't know about. Not entirely, at least. Like, everything that's been happening with the leaves and the weird light and me and Corin in the past 2 weeks has been different than the usual way Corin keeps things from me. Usually, when I can tell Corin's not telling me things, I can brush it away, because it's pretty obvious that they've been through some shit, and it's not always my place to push about that. But with this, a weird bit of sunlight burnt my hand, so I think I'm entitled to some answers. Today, Corin told me that they heard some weird stuff was going on over in the old graveyard a little ways out of town. I don't think I've ever been there before. As far as I'm aware, it was here long before the town showed up, and nobody's been buried in there for years. I don't even think anyone back in town knows where it came from. Whoever left it came and went long before any of us were here. I wonder where they went. I don't even know where they could have gone. If I knew there was anywhere to go, I probably would have left this place as soon as I could. From back in town, it feels like the whole world is made up of a few miles of field, and then forests as far as you can see. I wonder what's past the woods. But whatever's out there, that's not what I'm doing here. I'm here to see if anything actually weird is going on in that old graveyard, or if Corin's just trying to get me out of their way again. It should be just over here. What the hell? Alright, I know you can't see this, but the entire graveyard is covered in these big vines. And not like a normal, overgrown sort of vine. Some of these are almost as big as trees. Maybe I'm losing my mind, but there's definitely something weird going on here. Like, I may spend a lot of time wandering around the woods and stuff, but I've never seen anything like this before. This is all a new level of weird, which is really saying something after that whole thing with the leaves. Wait a sec. What if... oh no, it's all connected. I haven't seen any more of that weird light since I got here, but going from no magic happening ever to having stuff like this happening just a few weeks apart is definitely something. Let me just see if this works. There we go. Hopefully, if I can get a piece of this vine thing to Corin, they'll be able to figure out what's going on. They may be secretive about this whole thing, which is less than helpful, if I do say so myself, but they'll definitely be able to figure out what's going on a lot faster than I can. What the hell? That branch just grew after it was cut off from the tree. I may not know much about plants, but I know they're not supposed to do that. I really need to tell Corin about all this.
This is Corin Thorn, back again for another log. I still don't know why I'm doing this, but I have a feeling that I may need to until I manage to get out of this place. Unfortunately, I haven't made much progress at all since my last log, and I don't think I'm any closer to finding a way home. At least, I don't know anything helpful yet. A few days ago, Rowan came back from that old cemetery with a weird stick or something. They told me that the cemetery was completely covered in vines just like this, and some even bigger. I have no clue how that could have happened. If what Rowan told me is true, and that place isn't supposed to be covered in vines and plants and stuff, then there's something weird going on here. There's no way all those plants would have grown so quickly without magic, and it's more than obvious that nobody in this town knows how to do any magic, so there's no way any of them managed to do that. Rowan also told me that as soon as they cut off this piece of the vine, it started growing back. Now, I don't know if they were telling the truth, or if they were just seeing things or not, but if Rowan was telling the truth, then there's definitely something not right going on here. The only way for something like that to happen is for someone to be casting a spell right then and there. You can't do it from far away, and you have to cast it right when you want the plant to grow. So either there was someone else there in the graveyard with Rowan that day, or... there's something else going on here. Something even I don't understand. Neither option is one I particularly want to consider, but I have to be ready to deal with either. If there really was someone there with Rowan, then I have to keep them from going out as much. I mean, I can't lock them up here, but if there's another witch around, then I can't be sure if they know about me or not. The last thing I want to do is get them all caught up in me and my baggage, but there's not much I can do if someone who knows about me has found them. The most I can do is keep them from getting followed again. I've been doing my best so far to keep them from learning magic. They may hate me for it a little, and I hate myself a little for it too. But they're not part of my world. Back home, if people wanted to learn magic, it wouldn't get them torn away from their whole family if they did. But here? Rowan could lose everything. And I refuse to let that be because of me. But if there really is something weird going on with the magic in this place I haven't managed to figure out at all since I got here, then there's even less I can do about it. The only real way any of that could really be happening is if there was some big spell that went wrong. There would be residual magic just hanging around in space, messing with anything and everything it can. But of course, that can't be it. There can't be any magic here left over from a failed spell, because a failed spell was never performed here. It can't be that. It can't be. I don't know how to fix it, if it is.
All the Wrong Magic was created by Kate Butler. This episode featured Kate Butler as Rowan Green and Sable Smith as Corin Thorne. You can find us on Twitter at Wrong Magic Pod. New episodes release every other Friday. Thanks for listening.